says in this week's parsha, "Shochad lo sikach, v'yashochad yaver fitchim v'salav divrei tzadikim." One of the halachas of a dayan is that he's not allowed to accept a bribe, because that will influence him and prevent him from judging impartially. The Gemara says in Ksubas and Daf Kuf Hei that accepting a bribe doesn't only refer to shochad mamon, to a monetary payment. Even shochad devar, even a bribe of words, is forbidden. This includes accepting a favor or some kind of non-monetary benefit from one of the Balidim. The Gemara gives a few examples of how careful the Chachamim were with this halacha. Gemara says one time Shmuel was crossing a bridge and a man stretched out his hand to support Shmuel. When Shmuel got to the other side, he asked the man, "What brings you here?" The man said, "I have a din Torah that I'd like you to judge." Shmuel told him, "Now that you've done a favor for me, I'm disqualified from judging your case." Similarly, says the Gemara, Amemar disqualified himself from judging a din Torah, which involved someone who had removed a feather that had fallen on top of Amemar's head. Mar Ukva refused to judge a din Torah, which involved someone who had cleaned the street for him. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi disqualified himself from judging a din Torah, which involved his sharecropper. Yet the sharecropper brought Rabbi Yishmael's portion of fruits one day earlier than he usually did. Each one of these chachamim disqualified themselves from judging a case if the one of the Balidim did them a favor. At first glance, this Gemara seems puzzling. Did these chachamim really believe that their judgment would be clouded just because one of the Balidim did them a small favor? Because someone helped them cross the street or clean their hat, they wouldn't be able to judge without prejudice? Why did they disqualify themselves so easily? After all, Rashi writes there in Ksubas that a dayan has a mitzvah to judge a din Torah if he's able to. Why were these chachamim so quick to disqualify themselves from judging? Some of the Bali Musar explain that from here we see how powerful even a small negiah can be. If someone does a favor for a dayan, it's impossible for that dayan not to have a certain affinity towards the one who did him that favor. Even if a negia is so small that it seems insignificant, the fact is it will give the judge a bias and he won't be able to judge impartially. This is one way to look at the Gemara. Rav Pam explained differently. Rav Pam said that this Gemara is not teaching us the power of shochat, that even a small shochat can have an effect on a person. What this Gemara is teaching is the importance of having hakaras hatov, of appreciating every small favor that someone else does for us. These chachamim in the Gemara appreciated every small kindness that someone did for them. And that's why they were afraid that if someone did them a favor, they wouldn't be able to judge without prejudice. Because even a small favor would be considered in their eyes like a big bribe, because they appreciated it so much. That's the message of this Gemara, said Rav Pam, that we should appreciate every small favor that someone does for us. We should feel that they're giving us so much, even if in reality they're doing very little for us. We live in a world where people feel a sense of entitlement. People feel, es kommt mir, it's coming to me, I deserve this, I deserve that. People often don't appreciate what others do for them. Children don't appreciate what parents do for them, the efforts that their parents invest in them, the sacrifice, the financial support. Spouses often don't appreciate what their spouse does for them. Isn't it their job, they'll ask? A wife does certain things, a husband does other things. There's a division of labor. Isn't it expected that each one should do their job? Why should I say thank you? Often we don't appreciate what people that we interact with do for us on a daily basis. This Gemara is teaching us that we have an obligation to feel a sense of gratitude for every small service that someone does for us. But perhaps the greatest sense of hakaras hatov that we should feel is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all are blessed in so many different ways. Yes, there are times in life that we face difficult challenges, but we also have so much bracha, and we have an obligation to appreciate that bracha, to express our appreciation for it, whether it's for our health, our financial success, our academic success, our satisfaction with our families, with our professional lives, with our social lives, we can all point to something positive in our lives, and we should really say thank you for it. They tell a story that someone once saw the Chafetz Chaim davening along Shemona Esrei. So the man went over to the Chafetz Chaim and he asked him, he said, Rebbe, I see you davening along Shemona Esrei. You must have great kavanas. Tell me what some of the kavanas are. I also want to have those kavanas. The Chafetz Chaim sighed, and he looked at the man, he said to him, I don't have such great kavanas when I daven. I just try to have in mind the simple meaning of the brachas of the Shemona Esrei. But when I get to Modim, and I think of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me, it just takes a lot of time for me to say thank you properly. If only we appreciated the importance of Hakaras HaTov, then we'd realize there's a lot to say thank you for.